The Lord uses our difficulties and hardships to mature us, not to drag us down. When we are preoccupied with critical thoughts about ourselves, we forget about God and His love for us. Furthermore, self-focus prevents us from loving Him, experiencing His peace, and living harmoniously with others.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you to Your Place of Grace. Just a few more days till Christmas. Wow! Christmas 2023. My, oh my, how fast time goes by. Amen. So, Christmas should be a joyful time of year. And, you know, one word that's so often associated with Christmas is the word peace. The word peace is written on Christmas cards. It's sung in carols and preached in sermons around the world. And yet, it is rarely experienced by most people. National conflicts, political disagreements and hatred, broken relationships and internal anxiety are what generally characterize the world in which we live. The world is uptight. The world is angry and filled with strife and violence. Now, the only way to have peace with God, with others, and ourselves is through a relationship with Jesus Christ, who is our reason for Christmas. The fact that the word peace is used some 353 times in the Bible is a very clear indication of its importance. Jesus told his disciples in John 14:27, he said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." Our Lord Jesus Christ came to give us peace in three specific areas. First of all, He gives us peace with God. Sin makes every person an enemy of God. God, who is holy, all holy. And Jesus paid the penalty for our sins with His death on Calvary's cross. Now, everyone who believes in Him and accepts Him in their heart as Savior and Lord receives the forgiveness of sins and is reconciled to God the Father. The war is over, and the enmity between God and man is replaced with peace. Jesus gives us peace in a second area, and that is, He enables us to have peace with one another. The Greek word for peace means to bind together, and since believers have the Holy Spirit living inside, He empowers them to forgive, to mend relationships, and live in harmony with others. He even enables us to love those we don't know. But our biggest problem is loving those we do know. Thirdly, Jesus gives us inner peace. Christ's peace is internal quietness and serenity of the soul that's found in a personal relationship with Him. However, this is often the peace that eludes us because we let outside circumstances and inner thoughts disturb us. But the peace of God enables us to love and live harmoniously with ourselves and others. The Bible tells us in Psalm 34, verse 14, "Seek peace, seek it, and pursue it." Instead of passively waiting for harmony, we should actively search for it. Peace doesn't come easily, nor does it come cheaply. We know that some people are just downright contentious. Therefore, living at peace with others often requires patience and forgiveness to relate to them in a godly fashion. Once we have achieved harmony, we must continue to pursue it because the Lord wants us to experience His peace and express it toward others, even if they are really difficult to love. What are the evidences of an internal war rather than Christ's peace? The way we relate to others is often because we have turmoil inside ourselves. Let me rephrase that. The way we relate to ourselves affects how we relate to others. How about a dislike of appearance? People who continually find fault with their appearance lack inner peace because they won't accept the way God has made them. Lots of that these days. Instead of focusing on who God says they are, they denigrate themselves whenever they don't live up to their own external expectations. Then there are feelings of inadequacy. So when people struggle to accomplish what they desire or what they could once do and now can't, they often focus on their failures and feel very inadequate. The result is a lack of inner satisfaction and peace. Then there is a sense of unworthiness. Have you ever felt that? A sense of unworthiness, meaning there is no tranquility for those who think they are undeserving of anything good because they base their worth on their feelings rather than on the truth of God's Word. Then many people are just downright insecure. Insecurity. People who often feel insecure are not at peace with themselves. But Christ enables those who trust in Him as Savior to find their serenity and security in Him. Then many others have a sense of not belonging. Everyone wants to be accepted by others. Therefore, when they don't think they fit into a group, whether it's a small group, a Sunday school class, a group at work, or in their community, they're filled with inner turmoil rather than God's peace. But those who belong to Christ are always loved and always accepted by Him. And finally, so many people feel unloved. This is one of the biggest problems in our society. Our world is characterized by criticism and blame rather than acceptance and love for others. And this often affects children who grow up feeling unloved and unaccepted by their parents. Dear one, God wants us to accept ourselves as He has made us. If any of these evidences characterize us, then we probably don't have Christ's peace ruling in our hearts, because our minds are filled with critical thoughts about ourselves. They affect how we function throughout the day, how we relate to other people, and how we perceive and interact with God. These types of thoughts could also prompt us to sin by trying to get our needs met in a way contrary to God's will, as revealed in the Bible. The Lord uses our difficulties and hardships to mature us, not to drag us down. When we are preoccupied with critical thoughts about ourselves, we forget about God and His love for us. Furthermore, self-focus prevents us from loving Him, experiencing His peace, and living harmoniously with others. And loved one, I'm here today to tell you that Christ can set us free from thoughts that steal our peace. Jesus can set you free from that. We must let God correct our wrong thinking and negative feelings, or we will continue to act according to them. Jesus Christ is the central figure not only in our salvation, but in all of life. And He can deliver us from erroneous thinking so our hearts will be filled with peace instead of being troubled and uptight. As we submit to His authority, Christ expresses Himself through us in our relationships. But if we are at war within ourselves, we will never be at peace with others. If we don't deal with these issues, I assure you, we'll carry them into the future, and they will adversely affect all our relationships, including marriage. God doesn't want us bearing heavy loads of ungodly thoughts and feelings regarding ourselves and others. No. The only way we'll ever have the peace of Jesus Christ is by surrendering our lives to Him. Jesus died for us to set us free from the dominion and guilt of sin. And after salvation, He continues to cleanse us from sin when we confess it to Him. We don't have to haul around a load of unforgiveness, depression, hurt, and grief when we have a wonderful Savior who can heal and deliver us, replacing our burden with His peace and joy. That's why we celebrate Christmas. It's about Jesus. It's not about all the extraneous stuff, as fun and wonderful as those things are. It's all about our Lord Jesus Christ. That baby born to Mary in a manger. He was born for the sole purpose of coming into this world and dying for our sins in order that we may live a righteous and holy life before God and man, in order that heaven may become our eternal home, and in order that we may truly experience the peace of God that passes all understanding. If you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, praise God. I rejoice with you. But if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you've resisted Him up to this point, or if you've known Him once upon a time but have run from Him and lived in rebellion, what better time than Christmas time to open your heart to Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, Lord, and friend. I want to pray this prayer with you, and I want to ask you to open your heart, and wherever you are right now, pray this out loud with all of your heart. And I promise you, your life will never be the same again. Let's pray. Dear God in heaven, come on, pray with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I have lived and for the sinful, foolish things I have done. Cleanse me with your precious blood from all sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus. And in my heart, I believe that God raised him from the dead, and Jesus is alive. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make him Lord of my life. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am now washed. I am cleansed. I am forgiven. I am healed. I am reborn. And in Jesus' wonderful name, I thank you, Lord. My God, I will live for you and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God. If you've prayed that prayer with me, welcome to the family, dear one. Welcome to the family of God. Now, it's vitally important, so important that you tell other people about this decision that you've made for Jesus today, that your life will never be the same again. And it's also equally important that you go to church next weekend. Ask God to lead you to just the right church for you, where the Bible is preached and taught faithfully, and where people there love God and love each other. Get involved. Get plugged into a good local church. I'm telling you, it'll revolutionize your life. And reach out to other people with Jesus' love. Okay? And enjoy your peace. The peace of God that passes all understanding. Especially as we near Christmas Day. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Hey, I love you guys. And I thank you for listening to our podcasts throughout 2023. I really do appreciate you. And if you would, pray for us that God would open more doors and send more people to our podcast and to our services, our meetings across America, wherever I preach throughout these United States. Also, if you would, as the year ends, if you feel so inclined, pray about donating to Your Place of Grace Ministries as a year-end gift. It would be greatly appreciated. We'll be able to update our equipment and to reach more people with the good news of Jesus. Just go to our website, yourplaceofgrace.com, click on the Donate tab, and just sow your very best seed as a year-end gift. And we are a nonprofit organization, and so you can put that on your taxes at year's end. Again, God bless you guys. I love you, and I thank you for listening. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May God graciously bless you and always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may he give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May our Lord grant you laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, home, relationships. And may God grant you peace. Peace. And may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your very long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.